Tech Bacon in 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. We've had a cutoff. Liftoff did not occur. We have a launch abort. 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 Abort.
We have a joke abort.
This is Tech Bacon, a weekly conversation about the latest in technology, new media, and random foodstuffs. I'm your host, Scott Gold, and this is episode number
50.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Bacon.
Tech Bacon!
Tech Bacon is not aborted. I am Scott.
I'm Jamie.
It's May 20th on this lovely recording day of ours. When you're listening to it, may not be May 20th, but it is May 20th today.
It is May 20th, the 20th of May.
The 20th of May, and there is a whirlwind of sports activity in Los Angeles, which is not our podcast, but it is going on here on May 20th.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about in the opening, actually, was the pending launch of the SpaceX Dragon capsule that was supposed to lift off from Cape Canaveral the other day. But at the last, so basically they did the countdown and they thought they had liftoff and the computer actually automatically shut it down. It was like a built in failsafe because there was too much pressure in the engine, I guess.
Right.
You know, but kind of crazy, the whole SpaceX thing, because this is the first time that there would have been a commercial rocket that docked with the International Space Station.
Yeah. There's lots of commercial rockets though, correct?
I think so. Satellites and all that stuff. I mean, that stuff gets launched all the time, but
to dock with the space station.
And to bring supplies, because that's the whole going to be the focus of NASA from now on.
Right.
Is to be bringing up, to use commercial rockets to go into space, because there is no...
There's no space program.
There is no... Yeah.
So sad.
I mean, there's a space program, but there's no... There's nothing to...
Launch.
Yeah. Did you see all that stuff with the space shuttles going through all the different cities?
Yeah, we did. Did we not talk about this?
Did we not talk about this?
No, we meant to, but we didn't.
Yeah,
let's talk
right.
about it.
That was cool.
Yeah, I've got a little problem with where they decided to put the...
Oh, really?
The space shuttles.
Oh, you, Mr. Houston.
Yeah, I grew up in Houston, Space City. Mission Control is in Houston. All the astronauts train in Houston. It's big... Space town.
It is a big space town. It is
So there were four retired space shuttles, correct? Four?
Was it four or three?
Three or four. Yeah. Oh, we'll figure that one. Anyway, so they're putting them in different
museums and cities. And
obviously, one's going in the Smithsonian National Air and Space.
Fully makes sense.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Another one's going in Florida. Makes sense.
Right, by Cape Canaveral.
Another one in California near Edwards Air Force Base, right. Which also is a space
Makes
shuttle
sense.
Landed several times.
It is four because the fourth one.
And the fourth one is?
New York.
What do you think is when you think of space? New York City.
Doesn't like, really make
I
much sense.
I just don't understand. Like New York City needs another tourist attraction. I mean, I guess maybe the idea is that to get as many people to see it as possible, but you're also leaving out the center of the country completely.
Right.
Yeah, it's on
true.
Both
it's all,
coasts.
Both coasts already.
And it just Houston was a no-brainer, I thought.
I agree with you. I agree. Did you ever go to like NASA?
Yeah, all the time.
Like, and stuff like
of
that
course,
when you were a kid?
That's like there's very few things to do in Houston. That is one of them. Space Center Houston, the Johnson Space Center.
Is that where Space Camp is?
In Houston? In the movie, I don't think so. I think it's in like Arkansas or something.
I love that movie as a kid.
It's got to be in Florida. It's got to be somewhere.
Oh, it is Florida, I think, where they launch. Yeah, I think it was Florida.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that. That was like the dream as a kid to go to space camp.
Yeah, I wanted to go to space camp too.
I wanted a robot to launch me into space
Max
accidentally.
Max and Jinx, friends forever.
A young
Joaquin Phoenix.
Young Joaquin Phoenix and a young...
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Who else was in? Oh, Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston.
Oh, Kelly Preston.
Young
yeah.
Kelly Preston.
Oh, I'm thinking, was Leah Thompson not in it? And I'm thinking of Kelly Preston.
No, I think wasn't Leah Thompson in it too?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But I know Kelly Preston was definitely in it.
Yeah,
because she was like the older teenager girl,
right?
With all the kids and stuff. That was a cool movie.
It failed at the box office. You know why?
Why?
This is true. It was supposed to come out the summer after the space shuttle blew up.
Oh.
But they didn't, you know, obviously they
didn't
had no idea that the space shuttle was going to blow up. So it got pushed and it became
and
like
it
a weird thing. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And then it lived on cable, which is, I'm sure, where we all saw it.
I feel like everybody our age knows that movie.
For sure, yeah.
For some reason. Like,
well, though, I mean, you know, I think something's happened in the past 20 years, maybe because of the amount of disasters and just sort of like the sort of like constant backing down or just draining of the space program.
Yeah.
It's not what it was. Like when we were kids, it was like...
No, it was exciting. Well, I mean, when we were kids, I remember seeing, when we were talking about like the space shuttle flying, I remember all the videos on the news when they were testing the space shuttles. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Where they would bring them up on a 747 or whatever, and then let it go to test the landing.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally, like that's what, when these were flying around the U.S., that's what it reminded me of. When they were just doing the flybys in New York City and they were doing
There was this time, it was about 2004, 2005, sitting in my apartment. It was like a Saturday afternoon or something.
And the space shuttle crashed into your apartment.
No, but there was like a huge like boom.
Oh, and sonic
like,
boom.
And like things shook.
I remember
and like
this.
Everyone walked at like car alarms were going off and stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone walked out of their apartments. Like, you know, we all sort of thought that a bomb had gone off or something.
Well, especially that time it was.
Yeah. And, but it was the space shuttle.
Landing
the atmosphere,
right?
Yeah.
I remember that happening. Yeah. What year? That was like 2002?
Something no, like that? It was more like 04, 05, something
04,
like 05. That.
Yeah. But still skittish from the events of September 11th when you hear
Correct.
Something like that. It was
yeah.
freaky.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being freaked out about that too. Like, everyone's like, what was that?
Yeah.
but pretty interesting that this is kind of going to be the future of space travel, I guess, or going up to the. I don't know, you know.
So I guess in a way, the NASA will become basically the FAA of space travel. They're just sort of regulating it.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point. I'm curious. I mean, it seems like from what I've read, they still have like Mars missions in the works. Although I don't know what they would use to get there, since there's no space shuttles anymore. they're going to walk.
isn't there another vehicle that they've been planning?
Jamie, we're not
on
supposed
building?
To talk about it.
No, but I think there is. I remember seeing pictures or designs of it.
What did it look like?
Like a
space shuttle with guns?
Yes. No, it was like sort of a wider looking space shuttle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But I want to say that it's going
very
really
far
slowly
off
yeah.
in the future. Yeah. Well, I think. I think these SpaceX guys Richard Branson, somebody's going to design that rocket that's going to get up there faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe in our lifetime. Be cool. Be something to be excited about. Like,
yes.
I just remember being so excited about the space shuttles. That was just the coolest thing as a kid.
I still think that space exploration's really neat.
It's the final frontier, Jamie.
I just think it's sort of, you know, I mean, like, there's... It's sort of the the fact that we got to the moon. It's the sort of what do you call it?
That we got to the moon. It's the
the
lunar, the
no.
solar, the star. Are we playing a game now?
No, it's the I can't think of the word, but it's.
Give me the round meaning of the word.
Like the like great achievement, like the
like the ultimate.
The greatest
goal.
Yeah, it's sort of like the ultimate in
of man
to reach possibility.
The moon.
Right. We can't breathe up there. How did we even figure out how to do this? It's amazing that
it's
we
kind
did
of
that.
Insane. Yeah.
And now it just kind of seems like it's okay, we did that.
Right. Well, nobody's been to the moon in when was the last time the last moon mission? It's been
I want to say that either China
very long
or
time.
Russia is planning on making a moon trip.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to buy some of the moon. You know, you can buy real estate on the moon. I don't know how,
cheese.
I don't know how legal it is. Did you say cheese?
I did.
Unlimited supply up there.
It is.
Unlimited supply.
It is.
So that was interesting on the space exploration front. Hopefully, they were going to live stream it, and they said they're going to try again in a few days. It'd be a cool thing to actually see.
They were going to live stream it, but at the last minute, the live stream
was
feed.
Aborted. It's just so crazy that it happened at 0.5 seconds before.
Yeah.
That's when it actually occurred. and it just shut off. So they thought it was going up. They thought it was happening.
That reminds me, once I was on a roller coaster when I was a kid, and they were it was one of those roller coasters that it's sort of a free fall. It's a free fall, and it kind of makes a big J.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And there was a whole sort of process where you slowly go up the top, and then the cart you're on like goes up over the drop point, and then it, you know, does a little countdown.
Right.
You know, and then there's like a wah, wah, and it's like and 3, 2, 1, and then it drops. So we're up there. It's my sister, my father, and I hanging over the thing. The alarm goes off. The countdown happens. Nothing.
You're just sitting up there, like all the way up at the top.
And the thing stopped. We got stuck. We were stuck for like an hour and a half.
were you laying on your back? Like,
no, we were dangling over.
Forward? Like,
we were like hanging over the part. I mean, we're at the top of it. We hadn't.
I would have been terrified.
I mean, what are you going to do? They couldn't. How old were you? I want to say fourth or fifth grade.
Oh, you were young.
Yeah. I remember, like they came up, they walked up to the top, you know, the operators, and said that they couldn't get us out because once it goes past a certain point, the safety latches.
Oh, and they can't unlock them.
Yeah. So we were just sitting there, and they
I feel like there had to have been a good Jim Dooner joke.
The best part about the whole thing is that we had a really good view of the. Of the sort of water amusement park. It was called Water World.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was, the sun was going down, and they used to do this thing called dive-in movies, where they would, in the big wave pool, they would show a movie, and they were showing Jaws. So we watched, like, 45
minutes of Jaws.
While
you were sitting up there, you watched Jaws?
We were sitting up there, yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. I like it.
So there's that. No, but, like, that's what it must have felt like, the anticipation of.
Right. That just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Blah.
Yeah.
Blah. In other news, on the technological front, good old Facebook. Facebook went public on the stock market. Big to-do. Facebook had this whole hackathon, did you read about that?
No.
So, like, that was kind of one of the things Facebook is known for. They do these all-night hackathons where all the programmers sit around overnight, hack the code in Facebook, fix problems, come up with new ones. Like, Facebook chat came out of a hackathon one year, and like the basis for Timeline came out of it. So they did, before the IPO, they had a huge party at the Facebook campus, and they all like did an overnight hackathon. So I'm curious to see what comes out of it. They haven't said anything, but like usually some cool new feature.
Yeah.
Rears its head from all these just, programmers sitting there drinking Mountain Dew till, you know, 5 in the morning.
Right.
You know, just getting loopy and buzzed and staring at numbers on the screen.
Why Mountain Dew, Scott?
There's a lot of caffeine in Mountain Dew, Jamie.
But why not just coffee?
I don't know. They just like Mountain Dew. They like to do the dew, Jamie D.
Because their hacking is extreme.
Yeah. That should be the next Mountain Dew commercial. But anyway, Facebook went public, and it started off well. It rose a bit. I think it was in the high 30s, rose above 40 at one point, and then dropped down to, I want to say, like 36 or something like that. It pretty much ended the day 0.9% above where it started. There were people, I was reading stuff online, it was a disappointment, blah, blah, blah. It didn't seem like a disappointment to me. I mean, they went public, they made a ton of money just by going public itself, and it didn't, like, tank, so it's normal.
Right.
Like, I don't know exactly what people were expecting to happen.
I mean, is it a case of...
Maybe just the hype?
Well, also, I mean, like, what it was valued at, maybe that's just the appropriate value.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't.
Isn't that part of the whole thing? Like, I mean,
right,
do they
actually,
really
this
want
is what
to
it
be?
Should have done.
Yeah, so they should have had the starting price, you know, be $10 cheaper, and then they would have made a ton of money.
Right. Did you said somebody, who was it that had a big chunk of it?
U2.
U2.
Yeah, their investment company, I think it's called Elevation.
Elevation.
We're one of the original investors.
Were they original investor in Facebook?
No, well, I mean, or within the past.
They bought stock.
They bought stock.
Like one of the first buys.
Yeah, you know, whenever that happened years ago.
And how much are they going to make?
Like something like $1.2 billion or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
$1.2 billion?
I think so. I think the investment company as a whole, which, you know, represents hundreds of people.
Still.
But yeah.
Still. I mean, brilliant investment.
Crazy.
Good for those guys, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they really need more money.
Yeah, I know. They're struggling.
Good
they're struggling.
Them.
Listen, that last tour, it was a little sketchy.
You mean the biggest money making tour of all time?
Where they had the rotating stages, they had two of their stage going on. Yeah, that one.
Right.
You know, it was a little rickety. You know, we saw it. It didn't feel like they had enough money to spend. You know, and those $275.
Remember they had the thing from space?
Oh, yeah, the broadcast,
yeah,
from the International Space Station.
Yeah.
The guy came on and said, welcome to... It was a welcome to the show, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
That was cool. Well, we saw it, though. Oh, but they didn't have it in the one we saw,
right.
But then we both saw it individually again.
Correct.
You saw it at Adrian Stadium?
I saw it in Anaheim, yes.
Yeah. That was fun, that show. Technologically cool.
They always do cool tech stuff.
Yeah, that's very true. And now they have more money to do more cool tech stuff. And to celebrate, Mr. Zuckerberg decided to get himself married. So that
Crazy.
Was kind of interesting. Impressive, actually. I have to say impressive that he was able to pull off a wedding that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's had a longtime girlfriend. This woman, was it Priscilla Chan? And I guess they invited everybody to his house. Where is it? Palo Alto. He invited everybody to his house. It was like 100 people, and they said that it was going to be a graduation party for her. And everyone got there, and then it was a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted, I guess, all the reports were coming in that they got married, and everyone's like, well, it's funny that they didn't make it Facebook official. And then, like, you know, 15 minutes later, she on her page said, it said married to Mark Zuckerberg, you know, on her Facebook page. Because now, then it's real. Until you say married to on Facebook. Otherwise, it doesn't, you know, it's not real. The state doesn't recognize marriage unless it's on Facebook is really what the new norm is these days.
Right. Ridiculous.
Pretty, I have to say, though, impressive to keep that a secret this day and age for the guy who's now, you know, one of the wealthiest men in the world.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like the wealthiest people in the world can afford to make it secret.
But there's just so many people, like just to keep a lid on it when there's hundreds of people in your lives.
Yeah, but how do you know we have no idea how big or small the ceremony was.
They said it was about 100 people or something.
Yeah, it seems like if you're just getting married in your backyard, the only other person that really needs to know is the guy marrying you.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Or the girl, whatever it was.
Yeah, fewer than 100 guests. They said everybody was shocked. And Zuckerberg actually wore a tux, was a big thing. Ooh.
Ooh, Wall Street must have been buzzing.
Yeah.
Remember, did you read that thing last week about how they were upset he wore a hoodie, too?
Yes. Yes, I did. He always wears a hoodie.
I just don't understand that. It's there, like...
He's been wearing a hoodie since
How is it...
College.
I don't understand how that is. He's the one poised to make them a ton of money. So why is it... Why should he have to cater to them?
To anybody.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, at the end of the day.
And it's also, you know, that culture, the culture that he's in, is that's what people wear.
Right.
They wear
that's
very casual.
The norm.
Yeah.
That's the norm.
Why do you have to kowtow to the Wall Street douchebags, huh?
Yeah. I hope none of them are listening.
They're not all douchebags.
They are not. They are not. It said even in the thing I was reading, so Zuckerberg is the single largest shareholder. He owns 503.6 million shares and still controls the company with 56% of its voting stock. That's pretty... Wow. I mean, so even though it's public, he has full control of the company. Kind of amazing. Good for that guy. I mean, mm-hmm. for in 8 years to go from a college student to one of the richest men in the world. Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the world of Facebook and also...
How angry you think the Winklevoss twins are right now.
I think they just got to get over it, man.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing you ever get over, man.
Well, you just can't... I mean, what are you going to do?
You're going to be angry your whole life.
For your entire life?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you're right. So another Facebook little thing that happened was they... Have you ever used Facebook groups at all? Are you part of any Facebook groups?
I don't think so.
So, like, you know, they have the like pages and they also have groups for different things.
Oh, yeah. I think I might be part of my, like, high school
class
or something.
Yeah, I'm part of something for high school and some other charity stuff. And, I mean, they're really nice, but they just introduced a new feature where you can do file sharing through the Facebook groups, which is kind of cool. So you can upload large documents, you know, kind of like a Dropbox and Google Drive that launched the other week.
Right.
And so you can put it on the page and everyone can either download it, whether it's a video file or music or, you know, just Word documents or anything like that.
Right.
And they just, so you don't have to email it to everybody. You just upload it to the group and everyone has access to it.
Right.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that sounds fine. It's not going to be a place where people go to do that.
No. But I can,
unless it's, people aren't going to use Facebook for business purposes.
But they use it for, not for like business, but they use it for charities and sports, you know, like recreational sports
and things like that.
Schools.
Social stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Social
wait,
stuff.
Wait. They use Facebook for social stuff?
You know
wait
what I mean?
A second, Jamie.
Like physical social
mind blowing.
Stuff.
Yeah. But it was, I thought it was kind of funny that they were just trying to get in the game.
It's funny. I was watching Bill Maher the other night and he was sort of, bagging on Facebook.
Really?
And you could just tell that he never uses it.
So he just didn't get it?
Well, he said, you know, he said something like Facebook is for losers who don't want don't have anything to do. And I was just sort of like, this guy's never used, he doesn't understand what it is.
Yeah.
The audience didn't laugh too. It was like one of those things where
he was totally out of touch.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I found that interesting.
That is interesting. And I think there's a lot of people that don't really.
Well, I know people that have never used it and they don't get it.
Yeah, me too. Although it was funny. One of my sisters uses it. My other sister is not on Facebook at all. But she, in real life, she likes to do scrapbooking and stuff like that. So I sent her a link to Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know you're going to love this. And she's, you know, never like, doesn't want any social media or anything that she can't stop.
Yeah.
She's like addicted to it.
It's like that, you know, it's one of those things. Anyone who says, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. As soon as they're on it, Scott Gold.
That happened to me.
Yeah. I remember when you refused to be on Facebook.
Yeah. I was totally against it. I'm like, I'm not going on there. I don't want to go on there. I don't want to do it. And now I am.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's like going to a high school reunion. Like, why, you know? What, like, either at your base, you either want to go or you don't. If you don't, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of on the fence, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I use Facebook a lot, and I think this file sharing is nice. Because it's just like these days when you're trying to email documents to a lot of people, just a pain, you know, and just having like a central repository for certain groups that you're in, I think it can be just really helpful
these days when you're trying to email.
What's that email thing you're talking about there? I don't know, man. I don't know. Email. I feel email is.
Can I just voice my frustration about something?
No.
Very quickly. No. This has no. I mean,
nope,
this isn't going to be interesting to anyone. But I'm
Jamie is turning green right now. He's like the Incredible Hulk.
There's this program I have to use to enter publishing information for songs to MTV.
Is it an application or a web-based thing? Or
it's a web-based thing
system.
Through Citrix.
Oh, okay. Go on.
And it is. It was designed within the past couple of years, and it looks like a Windows thing from 1996.
Isn't that amazing that people still make that kind
of
stuff?
I'm like, did someone's grandpa like take a
a design class
and design? It's so backwards. It's mind blowing.
What kind of information is it to look up information?
No, it's to enter an artist's name, their publisher, their performing rights organization, the writers, the percentages they get, that sort of stuff. You have to put it into this system, and then you have to go into another system to assign it to the show itself.
Oh God!
So it's just sort of it's backwards, but the initial system is just because it was, I mean, it'd be one thing if it was something they've been using.
Do you know if it's a FileMaker based thing?
I don't know.
Or Microsoft Access or
I don't know.
Like what do you log, like you log into a Windows machine with Citrix.
Right. Well, no, I can use it on my Mac.
Right. With Citrix logs you in.
And yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then you do you launch a program or it logs you direct? Yeah. Do you know what it's called?
It's called MVA.
It has its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's I just like I was like, who the hell?
It's amazing. I see it a lot. I see it a lot out there, which is crazy. Because especially something like that, like a system like that, you could do a fully web-based version that just works within a browser and have it just be a million times better than what you're describing.
Yeah. This is how backwards it is. In order to save the information,
yeah,
you have to press the close out button, the X in the top corner.
Really?
So you're closing the window
in order to save it
after you've entered everything.
That's
in
scary.
There. Yeah, it is.
You're like, did I?
Every time I'm like, did I do this right? Like, I don't know.
Is it going to be there after you reopen it? Oh my God. That's frustrating. But, I think Facebook should take over the entire MTV music system.
People would like that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they would. Yeah. So, Facebook. Lots of Facebook.
Facebook.
In another world, on the Windows side of the world, Microsoft started doing this thing where it's called the Microsoft Signature Series, and they're basically taking all these PCs made by different vendors and kind of stripping out all the bloatware. I know you haven't had a PC in many years, but
not since eighth grade.
A lot of people know when you buy Windows machines these days, they just come with so much crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like your desktop all of a sudden is loaded with all these programs and trials and things you just don't need. So Microsoft is starting to do the Signature Series where it's these third-party vendors and it's just a clean Windows experience, which is kind of very Apple in concept.
Right.
You know? But what I think is kind of neat is if you have a machine you already own, you could bring it to a Microsoft store and they'll run this program that strips out
mm-hmm.
all of those, all that bloatware and just leaves.
They should call it Windows Washers.
That's pretty good, man. That'd be a good name for a company. Windows Washers. Well, I have some scrubbing bubbles and we're going to, but I thought it was very interesting shift that like Microsoft is going in that route to like, they've always been about open and let anyone do what they want with it. And now they're kind of trying to control it and make it a better user experience a la how Apple does it, where, you know, it's always the Apple OS.
I think it's a good idea. I don't like the idea that just because anyone can do what they want with it doesn't mean when you turn your computer on for the first time, it should be full of crap.
Right. Right.
Like you should be able to, as the computer user,
decide what goes
on your computer.
Yeah, I know. That would be a nice thing. Like if I was Dell or something like that and I sold a computer and the first thing it boots up is here's a list of programs. Do you want these? Do you not? And if you choose, you check the boxes you want and then it just boots up with the programs you've chosen. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just nice that Microsoft is offering this. It's not free.
Right.
You know, they're charging for it. I think like $99 or something.
It's not funny. You have to pay extra to not
get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny. And another thing in the Windows world, their pictures have surfaced on the web. Next month, June, the new beta of Windows 8 is supposed to come out. And what's being shown is that in the Windows interface, because like there's two interfaces, there's this like live tiles thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the Windows interface, they're kind of getting rid of in Windows 7 and Vista, there's been kind of this bubbly, clear border around the windows, and I guess they're getting rid of that, and it's going to just be more stark, you know, just like white, hard-edged borders around the windows and something like that. Just different kind of design stuff.
Huh.
Big hubbub on the web about that stuff. I'm very curious to see, because I've thus far not a fan of the whole Windows 8 thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. Like, if this was by this point in Windows 7, what they're doing with Microsoft is. I had it running on my computer all the time.
Right.
And I will not install Windows 8 as my production machine. I can't do
yeah.
it. It's just too... Well, I hope they fix a lot of issues. Apparently, they have in the next version. So, anywho, that, my friend, is what is going on in the world of technological achievements. And this week... In the entertainment side of the world. Wait. I take it back. We're still going here. We're still going. Jamie Duner has an app to review.
Oh, snap.
Jamie Duner, app review.
S-N-A-P-P, by the way. Oh, snap. That's my segment.
I like it.
So, I am going on my honeymoon this week.
Ooh.
And so I have been making travel plans.
Lots of them. A lot of places.
We are doing a sort of whirlwind Europe trip. And I was creating
the Perones of the New Age. Like Eva Perone did the
I don't.
Never mind.
I've never seen Evita.
Well, it's not Evita. It's
I know.
True.
yeah, we're going to Switzerland, Italy, Croatia, France. I think that's it. But we're, doing a lot of traveling. And
you were looking for
I was creating an itinerary just on my own.
Word? Like in a Word doc or something?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I put, made a bunch of PDFs of all my confirmation stuff.
Right.
I was just sort of... And I thought, I wonder if there's a... some sort of travel app for this. So I Googled such a thing and it came up with an app called Trip It. And what it is, it's for your mobile device. But it's also a web-based thing. You can go to it on the internet.
And it's for iOS, it's for Android, it's web-based.
So what you do is you forward any confirmation email you have. First, you set up your account.
Right.
And you have to forward it from that email account that you set it up with. So if you have, which, I have multiple accounts.
Right.
And depending on which, debit card or whatever I'm planning on using, that's sort of what it depends on.
Right.
Which email address it is. Anyway, so... you have to forward it from the account that you created the thing with. But just any confirmation email you get for a flight, for a hotel, for a car reservation.
And they give you an email address to send it to, right?
Well, it's just plans@tripit.com.
Okay.
So they recognize sort of like a Kindle if you forward a PDF or something, right?
Right. So they recognize the from.
Yes.
Got it.
And then it just shows up and it creates the itinerary for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, super easy. Gives you the option if it sees that you're, if it can tell that you're traveling between two places in a car, it'll give you option for directions. Or if you don't have a car reservation, it'll give you train.
Oh, really?
Options. Yeah. It's
Oh,
really
nice.
Interesting. But great. It's great.
And so you have your airplane information, you have your
airplane,
car
hotels,
rental.
Car rental.
All in one place.
All in one place. All in one easy itinerary, easy to print out.
Is an iPad
app? You can share
too?
It. Yeah. You can share it with anyone. So I can.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be sending it to my mom later
so somebody else has it.
Where we're at and all that stuff. You can share it with anyone. It's great.
That's nice.
Simple, easy.
That's cool that there's the web interface too, because you can, let's say you lost your phone or if you had anything like that. Does it allow you to store travel documents in it? I wonder.
I don't know if the
or if it's just like the formats that it has. If when I go out of the country, I have found, and just technological travel tip for all out there, mm-hmm. always a good idea to scan your passport and have it available on an online site, just in case you lose it. mm-hmm. I have a scanned version of my passport and birth certificate and all that stuff. that I can access online, any, you know, from any web browser if I need to, just in case.
Right.
Like those kind of things. I wonder if there's any sort of document holding feature in the TripIt.
I don't know that.
Application.
I'm not aware of that.
But super easy, yeah?
Great. Awesome. Saves time.
Yeah.
Keeps it all in one place.
That's cool.
It doesn't have to... I mean, once it's in there, you don't have to be online to access.
Oh, see, that's nice too.
Yeah.
Especially...
So I can just, you know, without a signal, I can just... open it up and it's all there.
Oh, see, that's especially if you're going out of the country, you don't want to pay the data fees and all that
right,
stuff,
which I'm doing anyway. But
can you change to like an international plan?
Yeah,
for
you
a couple
can do
weeks?
It for a month.
Yeah, good idea. Just in case. Always a good idea. So cool. TripIt, a Jamie Duner recommendation, and we will have follow up when you get back.
Yes.
To let us know how it worked. Right.
Yeah, I also probably some food stuff.
Oh yeah,
as I will be in
Jamie's European adventure. You better take some pictures.
I will.
Of food. I will
I'm
be
not,
upset
I'm not
with
be
you.
Scott you're Gold.
You don't have to be Scott
crazy.
Gold, but you need to like if there is something tech bacon worthy, a photo
of
must
course.
Be shared.
I really mostly I will take pictures because I will not remember what I ate. Unlike Scott Gold, who has a sort of.
Vague memory.
You have a pretty good memory of what you ate.
Yeah.
In places, if it was outstanding.
Yeah.
I always just remember, I remember the atmosphere and I remember that the food was good. I don't remember
exactly
what I had.
Right.
Except for, you know, breakfast at Stanley's in New Orleans or.
I will never forget that the rest of my life.
Yeah.
crazy. All right. Well, TripIt, app recommendation, tech bacon approved, stamp. we need a tech bacon approved like red you know stamp. So in the entertainment world the past week, what was the
hooray for Hollywood?
Da, 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 da. Hollywood.
Hollywood swinging.
Bow, chick, bow, 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 bow. No, I don't know. Was the annual upfronts. Which is the when all the networks show their new shows to the advertisers in New York City and they announce their new season. So we were just going to talk about one of the networks just for a minute. NBC had a bunch of new shows on their lineup. A new show from Matthew Perry and new... let's see. We have a list here. The show Go On with Matthew Perry. A show called The New Normal, which is like a gay couple getting a surrogate to have a baby with. But one of the ones that was in the tech world is called Revolution, which is brought to us by J.J. Abrams and directed by Jon Favreau, which is...
actually, Scott, I think it's called Revolutai Power Symbol N.
That's the correct pronunciation. cool concept. You know, I thought it was a neat concept, whether it's going to be good or not. Basically, the show is about, and you can, at nbc.com/upcoming-shows, you can see little previews of all these things. The concept for this is, what if something happened and all of the power on the planet went, not just went out, became unusable? Like, you couldn't create electricity anymore. And then to like that.
So basically like if an EMP device went off.
Well, but the thing is if an EMP device went off, you could still then build something to generate electricity. This seems like electricity is gone.
Right.
Like there is no electricity except for some certain little thing.
That there's a problem there in the concept.
Well,
isn't there?
Well, I don't know. Well, we don't know. I'm not sure.
Don't our brains fire electrical
No, we're all, yeah.
To,
yeah.
Like for the
impulses.
Synapses to work?
This
it's electricity,
true. This
right?
Is true. Yeah,
so
yeah. I don't know. But so in this fantasy, the world, so it picks up like 15 years after there's no electricity and the world's overgrown and militias have taken over the country. In a funny way, it kind of reminded me of The Postman. Remember the movie The Postman,
yes.
The Kevin Costner?
Yes, I do.
Where there were militias and all that stuff.
Yeah. I think it looks okay.
I think it looks pretty good.
The only thing that that took me aback from it was like
the
fighting.
Sword fight?
Yeah. It looked a little cheesy.
Yeah. But like they're totally
like,
doing...
Like suddenly it's a, you know...
Samurai.
A Kevin Sorbo type
right.
show.
But she, the girl, the main girl, is like a young girl that wields a bow and arrow
and has a perfect makeup.
Yeah. But it looks fun. It looks like a fun show. Definitely high production value.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
You know, for the tech geeks out there, definitely going to be one to check out. You know, Jon Favreau, good director. I like Jon. And me, it was fun that most of it looks like the pilot all took place in Chicago. So they had like the overgrown L tracks and Wrigley Field all overgrown. Did you notice on the bottom of the Wrigley Field sign, it said 2012 World Champions?
I did not.
Which I thought was pretty funny.
They're going to look pretty silly 3 weeks into the new season of the show.
They'll change it to 2013.
Right, World Champions.
But, you know, and then like they kind of had a tag. It looks like kind of a nomadic through line, you know, this girl's like searching for her uncle, and this one scientist had the key to having electricity, and then there's like a tag at the end of the preview that shows somebody firing up an old computer with like one of those green screens and a modem sound, mm-hmm. and they're like talking to somebody else saying that they're looking for it.
Dun dun dun.
Did they find it? What is it? The secret to electricity? I don't know.
So a J.J. Abrams show with a secret in it? That we'll never find out, even maybe not on the last episode.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Alias, Lost, and we got another. The Fringe, I'm sure, will happen.
Yeah.
That will happen. Same thing. So, yeah, it's always interesting that all these new shows that are popping up, you know, there's a show called Animal Practice, which is like a half hour, takes place in a veterinarian's hospital. It's the guy from Weeds, the brother. Mm-hmm. Played the brother in Weeds, is like the lead in that show called Chicago Fire, which looks to be like Backdraft. I mean, it really looks exactly like Backdraft. Mm-hmm. There's the show Do No Harm, which is like a surgeon, kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde type show, which I couldn't get a handle on exactly what it was about. Hannibal, which is based on the book Hannibal, with the you know, the one where they did the movie with Ed Norton, the FBI, Hannibal, I think it was. Wasn't Ed Norton, wasn't that Hannibal? Or was that the third one?
I don't know.
You know, right?
Did he play Hannibal Lecter?
No, he played the guy tracking down Hannibal Lecter.
I don't know. Was that the Brett Ratner one?
Yeah, I think so. Where he's the FBI agent. That's what this show is, the FBI agent, prior to Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Interesting lineup from the folks at NBC. They haven't had much of a good track record these days, you know, considering what they do to their talent.
You mean fire them without telling them?
I can't believe that happened. For those of you who don't know, the showrunner and creator
of Community.
Yeah. What's his name? Dan Harmon?
Dan Harmon.
Apparently was replaced without any knowledge.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You're a Community fan.
Yeah, yeah. Great show. I will say that he has a reputation of being a really tough person to work with.
Oh, really?
But that doesn't matter. It's
not
it's,
an excuse.
There's certain shows I don't think... I mean, obviously, I am married to a showrunner and an executive producer.
Well, so and you I have know, some inside knowledge.
Well, I know that like what she does, no one else could do. If someone else came on different to that show, it's a different show.
Right.
It's her voice. And there's some like, shows like Law and Order or something that once it's established, it doesn't really matter who's running it.
Right.
But a show like that, where it is a unique, really unique voice, does not translate.
It's like what happened to West Wing when Aaron Sorkin was gone, and Gilmore Girls when Amy Sherman-Palladino left that show. Same kind of, I mean, like the very specific voice to the behind these shows, even though there's other writers. It's all funneled through the main voice of the showrunner creator.
Right.
And it's, I mean, I was not a, I haven't watched Community, but it seems like it's one of those shows.
It's a cult. It's definitely a cult hit. And it's one of these things. It's very meta, which I think it's hard for people to get into. The first season, the first six episodes are just kind of
different show, huh?
Blah. You know, they're trying to get you into the world and then it becomes crazy. They do these standoff episodes. It's not, I wouldn't say every episode is great. Some of them aren't great at all. But Scott just spilled a big glass of water. It is running. It's slowly. Like a chicken with his head cut off. I got it.
I caught it.
Man, that was funny.
For you. You never know what's going to happen in Tech Taken Studios, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah, so they have episodes that are sort of theme-oriented, but they really, I mean, more than any other show I think I've ever seen, they just go for it.
They there was an episode
that was sort of a tribute to Goodfellas about like these like chicken finger in the cafeteria, like trying to like distribution, like it being like a black market thing. And it was awesome. Like,
really?
Shot for shot stuff, you know, really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And they do these paintball episodes every season where they sort of, you know, one of them was a very John Woo and one of them was like a Western.
Right.
But they're really, you know,
like well done.
Yeah, they feel like they're genre pieces.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I mean that's cool. So anyway, yeah, NBC is been trying to find their way these days, and it's just strange. Hopefully, they. I mean, remember when NBC was like NBC was the channel,
the comedy channel.
Yeah, I mean,
although I will say it still has some of the better comedies on television on network television.
Yeah, and they
but
pick
no
those
one
up.
Watches them.
That's true. They picked them up for. There's 13 episodes of 30 Rock, 13 episodes of
Community,
and Parks and Rec also,
yeah.
I think.
13 of Parks and Rec or the full season?
That I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, so that's what's going on in the world of television, as they say. In the world of music, there's been some new albums.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one that you've been listening to a bunch.
The new Beach House album, it's called Bloom. If you don't know who Beach House is, neither do I. Now, I don't know where they're from. I don't know where they're from. I'm not going to pretend to know where they're from. I think they're American. If they're not American, they're Canadian. But their music is ethereal, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Ethereal?
Yeah, it's sort of it's kind of moody, slow paced, angelic. Is that it?
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
But really, really good. Highly recommend this album. This might be my favorite album of the year so far. It's not a bad track on there. Her voice is really interesting. It's all very sort of slow paced. Lots of synthesizer, echoey guitar, and a drum, and her voice, and just a solid album.
Yeah, what's the title of the album? Do you remember?
Bloom.
And this is second? No,
their third album.
Third.
All three of them great album. The last album was my favorite album of that year that it came out.
Really?
2 years ago. Yeah.
And you went recently to the release. Or
no,
it?
That was Best Coast.
That was Best Coast. Sorry, right. That's right.
But that's a good album too. The Best Coast album. But yeah, I went to a little thing.
Yeah,
where she played Best Coast.
Oh no, Beach House. You saw?
I've seen Beach House a couple times. Yeah, they're good. We saw them at the Bowl with Vampire Weekend and The Very Best, and it was like the hottest day ever at the Bowl.
Wasn't it one of the hottest days of the year
in Los Angeles history? Yeah. And it was. I didn't care. I grew up in a hot place where it gets really hot, but everyone I was with was just sort of like, "Oh god, it's so hot, I can't enjoy
dying.
This."
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's hot when people are at the Bowl and they don't want to drink wine.
That is strange.
Yeah, right.
Like that's a staple of
for those of you that don't know, the Hollywood Bowl is. Not only is it maybe the best outdoor venue of all time, but
people like picnic and bring their own food.
Yeah, you can bring your own
wine and stuff.
Like picnic basket and wine and food, and it's a really neat experience.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
But great album, Beach House, Bloom. I implore you to check it out.
Is it on, can you stream it on Spotify? And
I don't know.
On there?
I don't know.
I bet you it is.
Probably.
Yeah. Good. I find always good place to check out stuff is those streaming like Spotify and RDO before you buy it. Like,
yeah.
I do that all the time. Like I'll stream an album and then buy it after.
Yeah.
You know.
It was streaming on NPR for a couple weeks before.
As the album preview?
Yeah. But it's not there anymore, I'm sure.
I don't know. Sometimes they keep it on. Sometimes, like, for that same month, they'll keep it on there, and you can probably, maybe on the NPR Music app, you might be able to bring it up, possibly. So, cool. That's good.
Check it out. Good good summer album. I mean, it's not super, like, when you think of summer, you think of, like, you know, jangly, happy, energetic. This is more like end of a long, hot day. The lifeguard stands are shuttered.
Siesta music. Mean? It's like that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
It's good, man. Like, I really, chill out. Really like it. Or driving in at night it's hot out.
Like, windows down, warm air kind of coming in. You're making me really want to listen to it.
It's really good.
No, seriously. I'm like, okay, as soon as Jamie leaves today, I'm listening to it. Nice. All right. So check that out. I have no live stuff this week, at least that I have seen.
Me neither.
Yeah. But more to come. Okay. On the food front. Since last week I did Ben and Jerry's Greek frozen yogurt, this week I'm going to do Chips Ahoy. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there Chips Ahoy ice cream?
No, but I would eat it.
Yeah, you would eat it.
Of course I would eat it. So I'm going to go over two things. One is there's a recipe.
You know what no one's ever done with ice cream? Is put cereal.
I feel like somebody's done that.
I mean, at a place they have, but have they sold that? Have they sold like Cookie like, Crunch or whatever in vanilla ice cream? Seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually. That does surprise me. I'm surprised that the people that make the cereal, is that what you're saying? Like, haven't come out with an ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Weird.
Would it get too soggy?
Not if it's frozen.
Right.
No?
I don't know.
I mean, like, the Ben and Jerry stuff has the pie crust and all that stuff in it, you know? I like the way you think, Jamie. I like the way you think. I'm thinking like Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like Captain Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, anything
pretty
like
much
that.
Anything and everything.
Cookie Crisp.
Cocoa Krispies ice cream.
The monster, what are the monster ones? Count Chocula.
Oh, Count Chocula.
Blueberry, Frankenberry.
Those would be amazing. I'm surprised there's not like a line of, that would make sense. Actually, just what it should be is frozen milk and cereal, not ice cream.
Do they make frozen milk?
Well, you can freeze milk, can't you?
That sounds like that's a disaster.
It just sounds easy. All right. So what I was going to talk about, there's a restaurant out here. It's been around for a little while, but I haven't been in a while. And I went the other night called Wilshire. It is.
And what street is that on?
It. Coincidentally, you wouldn't think this, but it's actually on Wilshire Boulevard.
That is mind-blowing.
I mean, amazing. Wilshire on Wilshire. Great kind of new American restaurant. The head chef is this woman, Naisha Arrington. She was on Top Chef Texas that was just recently on.
Mm-hmm. Naisha, just, you are the girl I know.
She's an awesome... What song is that?
That's some terrible R&B song from the early 90s.
Is it a real song, though?
Yeah, Aisha.
So, cool story about this woman, though.
I want to say it was Naisha. ABC. Like,
really?
From the Boys to Men BBD collective.
I will have... We're going to have to...
ABC, another bad
creation. I
wish
I could play it right now. So, cool story about this woman is the chef. She opened up a restaurant out here a few years back. I can't remember what it was called, but it was open for about a year and just it wasn't successful. It got great reviews and the food was supposed to be really good. I'm blanking on the name, but that's really besides the point. So the restaurant kind of crashed and burned, and she went and she was really apparently just upset. It crushed her. She put her heart and soul into this thing. Went down to the like Virgin Islands, I think St. Croix. St. Croix, and worked at a restaurant like right on the ocean, and apparently changed her. She, from what I read, an interview from her, she was just like one of those chefs that would like throw pots and pans at people and was very angry in the kitchen and just like had all this pent up anger and like wanted perfection and, you know,
right.
Like Gordon Ramsay kind of person. So she went down to this island and had a restaurant like that she cooked for right on the water, and she said it completely
sounds like Naisha got her groove back.
Naisha got her groove back. And she like changed her whole perspective on life, and I thought it was like she said down there she just like everything changed, and she like just realized how amazing cooking was and just kind of got back to it and like was ordering, you know, food right from the fishermen that would bring up the lobsters and all that stuff, and just said she came back, you know, to California and got this job at Wilshire, and you can tell that she has this love of food. And she said she just wants people in the kitchen that love to cook, mm-hmm. like just down to the line cooks, like everybody. She just wants that passion for cooking. And you read about this and you're like, that's awesome that somebody could do that.
Yeah.
So I went, you know, I had dinner there. Man, the food was great. The food was great. Yeah. They had this incredible green pea ravioli appetizer, mm-hmm. homemade ravioli with this like green pea puree inside, mm-hmm. Just super fresh, unique taste, very colorful, you know, with the bright green, kind of, there were peas on top, and then it was kind of like oozing out of the ravioli.
Right.
Very unique dish. I'd never had anything like it. It was awesome. And everybody at the table was just kind of like eating little bits of it and really just kind of raving of it. And then, my entree was some pork chops. And let me tell you something, man.
Pork chops and applesauce.
These pork chops, it was maple glazed pork chops with rutabaga puree.
And what is a rutabaga?
Well, Jamie, funny you should ask what a rutabaga. You know, what's funny is I just had looked it up and now I can't even remember what it is. It's a root.
I wrote a bega chitable.
It is a Swedish turnip, is what it is. This, first of all, just pork chop, perfectly cooked, very tender, which was nice, you know, mm-hmm. for pork. Because sometimes pork chops can be kind of dry and rough. And this was not. This was almost like a juicy chicken breast in texture, the way it was cooked, which was impressive.
That's why they call it the other white meat.
This is true. But the glaze, man, I could have just had a cup of that and drinking. Ew. I'm telling you, it was that good.
What was it?
It was this rutabaga, like, sweet glaze.
Sweet Swedish turnip?
Yes, sweet Swedish turnip. And it was hard to describe. It was almost like a jam, but, you know, not as thick, but kind of had that just that sweetness to it. And it really, with the juiciness of the pork chop, and then you would swirl around and get the sauce on there, and the whole combined bite.
Yeah.
Really an amazing dish. I mean, they nailed that. They nailed it. And I always find it a little risky with the pork chop at a restaurant. You never know.
It depends on what it is. If you're at a chop house, I think it's fine.
You're going to be fine. Yeah. And then on the side, they served a little piece of thick cut bacon. Just like a little square of it that, you know, that kind of bacon that just melts in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the kind of bacon that inspired Tech Bacon.
Right.
That is the bacon that I got. Remember, we went to that restaurant?
Yes.
That bacon.
I know exactly what you mean. The one in Marina Del Rey.
Yes. And just a little square of it. I mean, it made it just the whole composition of the plate. Really, this place, it's one of those places. It's been around for a few years, and the quality has never gone down. And they have this beautiful dining area. Have you eaten there at Wilshire?
No, I went and had drinks there once.
So they're outside. They have a big outdoor dining room, and there's just kind of trees growing up, and it's
a cool space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful space. All around, amazing dining experience. And you know, and the chef, you know, Naisha was walking around and kind of checking all the food, and impeccable service. Really, just it was a great dining experience. So
Sounds
I just wanted
good.
To talk about it. It was very exciting. And the last little tag I'm going to talk about. So, my girlfriend's family is in town and they're staying at the Doubletree. Now, do you know what is special about the Doubletree that I would like?
Cookies?
Yes.
They put cookies on your pillow?
Each they give you a cookie every night, or a cookie when you check in.
Oh, yeah.
Man, those cookies are amazing.
They are.
They saved me a cookie.
Where is the Doubletree?
It's in Santa Monica, 4th. Like right by the Civic Center over there.
Yeah.
Man, those cookies. And I found out what I wanted to say. There's these really, like, they're kind of chocolate chip oatmeal-y cookies. Delicious. They're a great chocolate chip cookie. But I saw on the back of the package, you can order them anywhere in the country.
Really?
And have them delivered.
Are you going to do that?
I think I might. But it was very kind.
You should do it whenever you have people, like guests,
and put it on the bed,
yeah.
Or like give them a as they come in, like give them a double cheek.
Yeah,
I like that idea. That's really funny. So I just had to bring it up because Because it's a cookie, and it was good, and it's worth bringing up.
I had something yesterday.
Yes, you did.
That,
I have no idea.
That I don't know if you've discussed before.
What is this?
So I was over, there's a travel bookstore on...
Is it a cookie?
On 3rd Street, no. And, you know, I'm traveling, so I wanted to go see if there's any specialty books about the regions I'm traveling to.
Right.
And just happened to be two or three stops down, or stores down from the Magnolia Bakery.
Oh, yes, the Magnolia Bakery. The famous Magnolia Bakery that has the banana cream...
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on, Jamie.
Have you talked about that before?
Dude, the opening of the show, the background music is the banana pudding song.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You're right.
So you had never had it before?
I'd never had it before.
What'd you think?
It's amazing. I'm not even a big banana fan. Banana fan, a faux fan.
Me, my, mo, mana.
But, man, is that good pudding.
Yeah,
it's something special.
It is something special. Did you did you get like a little container and eat
the
whole thing?
Yeah, I got the little container.
I have the Nilla wafers in there and the whipped cream.
That's funny. I totally knew that was the banana pudding song. I guess I just had never tried it before. Just because I'm not a big banana.
Right.
I like bananas, but I don't. But it, like the idea of a banana dessert.
What made you get that?
I just went in and I was like,
what's your specialty?
Not even that. I was just sort of like, oh, yeah, banana pudding here is supposed to be pretty good. It's probably because I heard you say it.
That was one of the first Brian and Scott podcasts.
Right, yeah.
Was the banana pudding. Maybe we'll if you look back on our blog, you can see the link to the banana. Actually, I think the banana pudding song is in iTunes just by itself. I think Brian posted it.
Like you can buy it?
No, just in the podcast. It's one of the podcasts.
I was like, that's crazy.
Did you get anything else or just the banana pudding?
Just the banana pudding.
Really, that's all you need to get.
Yeah.
Because it's incredible.
Well, I'm about to go to like Paris and like...
they don't have good food there.
And all that sort of stuff. I was sort of like, maybe I'm not going to eat anything like that.
I always remember when I was in Paris and you sent me... I was like emailing you and I'm like, do you know any places that... And you sent me this list of like food stuff to just try when I was in Paris, like some amazing bakery that you'd sent me. I can't remember the name, but it was incredible.
Uh-huh.
And I got like this awesome baguette and like, I just remember you had this great list of stuff. So I'm very jealous that you're going to be partaking in the deliciousness of Paris.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a reservation. You know, they had that list of the top restaurants in the world that came out last week. And I'm trying to get a reservation at one of them.
That'd be amazing.
Like, three in the top 10 are in Paris or something.
Really?
I'm going to have my birthday while I'm over there.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So
birthday / honeymoon special.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mostly honeymoon.
Right.
the birthday comes at the end of the trip. But
true.
That'll be fun.
I'm very excited to hear all about the trip. Next week is the Memorial Day weekend, so we're not going to do a show. I'm going to be in Chicago. Jamie will be out of town. The following week, we're going to have a guest replacement for Mr. Dooner. We're going to have Sam Wolman come back and join the show because Jamie will still be on his honeymoon. And then after that, we'll get the honeymoon recap when Jamie D comes back and joins us here in sunny Los Angeles after his
And I'll be
travels.
All like, oh, well, in Europe, this is how things are.
You'll be like, Scott, you don't know food. I'm taking over the food segment here.
Well, when I was in Paris.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. This was a fun show. Hope you enjoyed it. Follow us all over the web. Where should they follow us, Jamie?
Or on Twitter, on Stitcher, on iTunes.
TechBacon.net, Facebook, and at ScottyG7.
BSTRDMONKEY.
And we will see you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening.